Pelosi, Jordan as Speaker would be appalling. Our democracy is at stake. By Pam Key on October 17, 2023. Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, said Tuesday on MSNBC's The Readout that Representative Jim Jordan, RO, was an appalling choice for Speaker of the House. Pelosi said, "These House Republicans were just they didn't have any interest in the peaceful transfer of power. They were in denial about the election. And for all of the horror of that day, the violence, the desecration of the Capitol, this temple of democracy in the world, the violation of our Constitution, to have that day on the acceptance of the Electoral College vote. The whole thing, the assault on our democracy. After we went back to the Capitol, took the vote. Overwhelmingly, the Republicans voted against accepting the results of the Electoral College. This person that they're putting forth to be Speaker of the House, it's just appalling." She continued, "Mr. Jordan and his friends do a real disservice to their members on the Republican side to call upon them once, maybe more, we'll see tomorrow, to vote for such a person for Speaker. They're going to have to answer to their conscience, to their children, to their own legacy for doing something so disreputable." She added, "This person that they're nominating, Jordan, doesn't have any legislation, never passed legislation. His big bill is to criminalize a woman's right to choose with no exceptions. With no exceptions, the harshest possible position. Again, not accepting the results of the election but voting. Again, you see these people voting for him when he voted against disaster assistance when fires came to the area when storms and hurricanes. That's why you see some people voting against him from New York. But there are many others voting against the interest of their constituents because you know why? The instigator of the insurrection, Donald Trump, has asked them to." Pelosi concluded, "The public has to understand what is at stake. Our democracy is at stake." Follow Pam Key on Twitter @PamKeenan.